On this episode of Not Your Average Amigos, I am here again with Big Bob and fellow Teak alumni Dan Hebert. And we love this recording studio, Riverside, but today it decided to give us kinds of fits. So I hope Dan can hear us. He just can't see us at the moment, so we'll roll with it. Dan?
No, I can see him.
No, I can
good.
See
him. Good, I lost you. See, so that's the technology. You dropped off my screen, but you're there, you're live. That's good. All right. I'm talking to the ephemeral Dan Hebert. And we're going to hoist a beer. We can't see Dan. Hopefully the recording takes it up.
Hoist a beer.
Ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy, hoy, hoy, hoy.
Yeah, my usual Guinness. Dan has something that is new to everyone in the world because
McAllister's blood orange.
He's never drank the same beer twice.
Is that true, Dan?
McAllister's blood orange from North Wales. That's not entirely true, but okay. It's mostly true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just basing it on the amount of consumption that could possibly be going on with the Facebook posts.
Yeah, there's a reason why I moved up to extra large. I needed the room.
I noticed that eating has gone down, though. The food is kind of trimmed down a little bit on the posts.
Well,
because I was worried about you. I was thinking we're going to have an emergency angioplasty if I saw more meat.
Or worse.
Well, I do. It's just, so I have a total, and the more good beer I have, I got to balance it somehow. So, and I'm not a sweet eater, so it's all heavy food.
You're a meat eater. You're a meat eater, not a sweet eater.
I'm a savory. I just love the meat, the potatoes and vegetables and just, oh, it's so good.
I mean, it always looks outstanding. I mean, you've set the bar for the guys in the beer club.
Part of it too is I just had to fix my grill. My grill was having issues, and then I had to pull everything apart to light it. And so I just pulled it apart, and it wound up just being a regulator and the hose. And now it's back. So
right.
Yeah, my wife doesn't order a steak out anymore.
Nice.
She says yours are the best. So
they look.
So
good.
Is anybody here in this group Traeger? Egg? Anything big? Anything, any smokers?
No.
No Texas brisket barbecues? No. Traegers, I mean, I'm tempted, but they're not cheap, but they're seem to be the bomb. Throw those wood pellets in, put it on slow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, my late father-in-law had a wood pellet stove. And I wasn't sure at first how that would go, but I mean, it gives it a real steady, even heat. So I would imagine those grills would be.
They're designed and they're timed in the sense of the heat is monitored internally, and then it goes. It sounds kind of stupid that it connects to an app. And bottom line is, you can't screw it up. It's just this conveyor belt off the pellet system continues that even heat. But I mean, I've heard about them, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go that direction. I need a new grill. My Weber. Which it's gas, probably most people do because it's easy, but same deal, automatic ignition just went, and some of the burner units are starting to rust, although that thing's 16, 17 years old. Money well spent. Spend $1,200 on a grill like that and last you 17 years, you can't complain. But no eggs, no green eggs.
For sure.
No one's going to...
No green eggs. I thought about the green egg. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I've accumulated over the years, you know, that looks good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to be this guy that, you know, smokes meat. And I can just see that sitting out there and never getting used.
It's a commitment.
I did have I did have some brisket from the guy smoked for 14 hours at a Penn State tailgate. It was every bit of that.
Yeah.
Every bit of that. Melted.
You
got
to commit to 14 hours, though. I don't get that kind of time.
I have to stop and get beer.
That's an over. Exactly. I had a neighbor across the street got into this whole competition, you know, barbecue thing, and he went up and he's practicing in his backyard. I see the smoke going to walk over. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You got a smoker, and I'm watching him. I mean, he was, you know, for a while there, man. He was, you know, but it was all night long. He would camp out at the place before the competition. You know, it was a massive, massive commitment. Just to do, you know, whatever different cuts of barbecue or smoked meat or brisket. you know, and it was fantastic. Right. He brought me back a few samples. I'm like, God, this is unbelievable. But, you know, the amount of money you spend on that, it's a lifestyle, put it that way.
I really love when people make food for me.
Restaurants.
One of my favorite
restaurants,
things.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah. We're going to come to Dan's house.
Everybody.
Yeah. Anyone.
Well, I'll have to bring something next time.
I'm going
to
share this with you guys. And I know you've hopefully can see that. It's upside down and backwards, probably because of the camera. That says Punge. And this is, of course, my favorite brewery up the road, Tired Hands. This Punge is just, it's one of their not becoming in their regular lineup. And they have a couple like this that are just unbelievable.
Do you have a brewery or two that you frequent, Dan, that's local, where they're just, you know, brewing and you're taking beer out of there?
I do. We're lucky we had a bunch. So if you guys probably saw on a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I guess yesterday, for my birthday, my daughter drove me, my buddy and his wife. And I honestly thought, like, we were down in Northern Liberties, and I honestly thought his wife was going to leave him for the barrel-aged list at Other Half.
Other Half's good.
Because she's not an IPA.
Other Half's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so my cousin came up from New Jersey, and so that's when we hit two in Phoenixville, one in Royers Ford, Stickman, and then two up here in Pottstown.
In the same day.
Oh, yeah. In the same, I think, 6 hour period.
He hired his daughter. He paid her. How much you pay your daughter to drive you?
Well, I bought the car and I'm buying a college education.
Yeah,
so
there
I guess,
you go. I like that. You know, it's a trade of service. Not trade of service, but hey, you know, you're paying it down.
Well, that was the thing. Like, she's in college and she's music, so she's composing all the time and doing all this stuff. So I said to her, look, rather than try to come up with money that you don't have, just drive us around, and she's a weirdo like her dad and loves to drive in the city.
Let me ask you real quick.
Is she for hire?
I bet she could be.
That's a great idea. Hey, Dan, real quick, now this is a side note. You said your daughter, where'd she go to school? So does my son. They're in the same program.
Oh, nice. No
yeah,
way.
There's only one music program, and if she's in composition. My son Luke's sophomore, second semester, and he's in the music program at Westchester.
Holy cow, small world.
What's her instrument? She has to compose on one.
I guess, I think she does. She originally was flute and then mostly tenor sax. But then we were able to get her an alto sax because they have a ton of tenor sax players in the jazz program. And just, it was hard to get in, but they needed altos. So then I think now, though, I think she writes most of her stuff.
Oh,
on
piano. My son's, that's what he went to piano years ago, and that's his focus, because you have to compose on one instrument, they say. But what year is she?
Yeah. She
oh, God. So she's ahead of him. So I'll have, what's her first name? Chloe. Abair. Okay. Well, Luke Watkins, there you go. But my son's a little cloistered. I think in the music program, they stay in their silos. They go straight from their residence to the music building, the Swope, down the street.
But what kind of music? What kind of music? Is it all jazz?
The daughter originally started on classical, but she just has an absolute love for jazz.
Love that.
And so she's writing. As a matter of fact, before we came on today, she played us a. She called it a string. Not collaboration, a string collection. So it's just strings. And this is all, she's written all this.
Wow.
And so she's recorded it. So she has this whole, because I asked her, because she has this, she's working, this is the second movement. And she has the first movement done. And then she's got to go to the third movement, which will be next. And so she played us parts of this. And she said, you might want to sit down. This movement's going to last 7.5 minutes. And I said, well, this may sound weird to you, but this won't be the first 7.5 minutes. I've sat down.
I was thinking the same thing.
We're all good.
There might have been a few others.
It all comes back to that bodily functions.
Yes. Now I did employ the wife for a week ago because it's local. She doesn't like driving the city and that kind of thing. So she was the natural one. And we were done by like 7:30. after five.
What time? What time did you start?
Years.
Yeah.
Started.
Done at 7.
My cousin got up here around.
Wow, it's 6.5 hours of solid. Well, if you're doing it right, you're sipping, you're going, you're having a few. Yeah, eating. You're not just slamming this kind of alcohol. You know what I mean? That's just not the way it goes. So you're pacing yourself.
And the one I wanted to try was Rebel Hill opened a small brewery where they have food trucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the biggest food truck guy, you know? So they opened a place in downtown Phoenixville where they have food. So mm-hmm. I was really interested to try that. And we just parked, ate there, and then we walked down to Stable 12. I mean, there's the foodery across the street, which has 1,000 beers. So you want to get anything from anywhere, you could definitely do that. So, but it's best to keep me out of places like that.
Yeah.
Don't let me in. So, and then we went up to Stickman, which is kind of by itself. And then we finished off in Pottstown. She dropped us off and then came got us in a little bit. But it was, you know, when you're drinking 6 to 8.5%.
That's the thing, dude.
Yeah.
You put 7 or 8 of those down. And my problem has never been, like, by myself, I don't blow through them. My problem has always been in a format like this where we're talking, you know, and I'm interacting with people, and boy, that stuff just goes down.
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
Backups.
Slurping backups. It down. I hear you.
I know.
Sunday's recovery day. Neshaminy Creek? Look at you guys. Neshaminy.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's the shape of hops to come, but it's they have a, what do they have? They have key lime, and this one's pineapple.
Yeah, it's interesting. That punch I showed you, that punch has a little bit of a pineapple kick. You know, some of these beers that are, I love the way they describe it, you know, that, you know, we've extreme, you know, not lactose, but whatever. We're extremely doing this, and we're double dry hopping it and doing this. And it sounds like, you know, like some kind of masterful, you know, chemistry going on, but it's just adding ingredients. And the lactose, that was a big thing Bob and I talked about back in the day when, Bob, where were you when you sold lactose? What company was that? Is that
Saputo?
So you met with breweries.
I didn't really sell lactose, but I was in the
dairy. But the dairy side, you were explaining cheese. That getting in on that, there were people that sold to the breweries selling this kind of ingredient. This is a newer newer ingredient, if you think about it, in the last 10 years or so, 10, 15 years of brewing using lactose in the brewing process. So anyway.
Yeah. That makes is that for the
hazies or the milkshakes?
Unfiltered?
The milkshakes.
Milkshakes
for sure.
And it is funny, too, because they have to warn you that there's lactose in there in case you're intolerant. You never would have thought, it's a beer.
I was just thinking about the beer shits. Sorry.
I had a Blood Orange Mango milkshake IPA from Two Rivers up in Quakertown that was... It didn't entirely taste like a beer, but it was amazeballs, and I would have taken the Hershey squirts totally for that. It was that.
Right. Well, you got to commit.
For sure.
What was in Jenny 12 Horse that gave me the shits in college?
The shit they scraped off the floor? Formaldehyde? Yeah.
Ask Sparks.
That was the bottom of the barrel.
In charge of kegs.
Jenny 12 Horse was those, you know, when they make the malt beverages, they scrape the bottom of the kettle, whatever, right? And what's left over, they make more out of that. And that's the shitty beer that you get, but it's high in alcohol. It's all your malt beverages.
Dan, do you know the guy, Mark Emsweiler?
Sure.
Yeah. So Mark was he's a little tight.
Yeah.
A little tight.
Yeah.
But he was in charge of finances for the chapter, and we would have parties, and we would have like a Jenny 12 Horse party and promote it like as a good beer.
It's a good alcohol.
And he would, well, you know, consider the time. It was a good beer at the time.
Right.
And he would get a keg of Peels.
Yeah.
And we'd take the cap off of the Jenny 12 Horse and put it on the Peels keg.
And he would charge the sorority girls.
Brilliant.
He would charge them more, you know, especially the girls. Like, we got 12 horse over here.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's $2 for Greek to $3 for you guys tonight because it's 12 horse.
Well, it is funny that you should mention him because I met him for the first time probably ever at the golf outing.
Yeah.
I guess he was in my foursome. Oh, cool. I remember saying to Tom McCarty, I'm like, yeah, I was, you know, the next night, I guess we were out at the party. And I said to McCarty, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, he's pretty buttoned down and I'm pretty much buttons torn off.
Right.
And he goes, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. He goes, can I borrow that? Absolutely. I don't own any of this.
Well, I went to high school with him.
You same year?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, same year. Yeah, we went to Bloomsburg together, and he recruited me into the Teak chapter. I didn't have a choice. He got in my face, and he's like, you're going to pledge Teak. Like, okay, dude.
Dude, that sounds like Hugh O'Neill and Mark Bodwin. Basically, Huey just said, you're coming, because they worked together at some bunch of different places back before they got to Bloom, and then Hugh O'Neill disappears. He's one of these guys that just, I don't understand. There's someone else on this list. I thought someone else just said someone was disappearing. Oh, you know, guys, we're not to get in the bummer side of things, but anything, you know, what happened with Chip Rohrbach recently. So they're trying to put together a memorial coming in June.
Shout out to Chip.
Shout out to Chip.
Mm-hmm. And the family. For sure.
Respect.
Yeah.
Great. But there's family. Something coming, I think, in June. And there was a guy that came up about, you know, prior Teak brothers that Chip had lived with. And they mentioned Scott Schlegel in this. Steve Rohrbach just mentioned this guy. I'm like, yeah, Scott Schlegel. I mean, that guy's 30 years out. Who's seen or heard of that guy? Does anybody know anything?
He was around early on after he graduated. He used to come to, I remember him coming to.
Okay. So in the early 90-ish's?
Yeah, maybe.
But it's interesting. You say names that came up. You're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Like Hugh O'Neill's a guy that was like, so, you know, big deal at one point, and then boom. He poofs, disappears. Mental. I won't say that. Anyhow, so.
Might be who's in his family line. Doesn't want to see him. Got to factor that in.
Yeah, gotta think no one knows for sure. Mm-hmm. So back full circle. So Dan.
Dan Heber, the man. Who is the man? Who is the man behind all this craft beer?
I'm just a man who loves his beer. Like some people drink to live. I live to drink. I'm sorry. It's just.
You still working? Are you working?
I am. And the worst part has been that the overtime's gone down. So now I'm at home and, you know, the beer fridge is calling and.
More time to.
So I answer because mom always said, don't be rude. Like if you're going to be anything, don't be rude.
Right.
So I said, sure, I'll do that. And. It's just, boy, it's so easy to come home and just, well, I know I have great beer down there. It's not like, oh, I've got four or five left. I've been pushing back over to the side because I get new stuff. No, it's all good.
Have you ever thought of documenting your beer adventure?
Well, the only way I did that was my wife. She's the more artistic of the two of us.
Right.
My ability in that basically exists in drawing a blank. That's my artistic ability. So. She has me pull off the stickers and I put them on cardstock and she's going to do something with the.
Well, we could take all your posts, which now I feel like your wife has been involved in these posts in the, for those who are not in the Teak beer group, but of our thousands of listeners, there's always kind of a setting behind the beer. You know, it's either on the mantle or it's outside. It's very artistic. I'm thinking that's coming. You're getting a little help there.
Well,
it's a team effort.
I'm not going to lie to you, Bob. Architectural Digest has not come calling yet.
Okay.
I will say that the real credit goes to the missus because she's the one who did all that decorating. I know.
Yeah.
Shocked. You know, me, it would be beer posters, but she has the touch and the taste for it. So,
okay. That's fair.
Really she's involved. Not being a beer drinker. She's involved.
Yeah. I think we should probably let her join the club for sure. And it's fine that she's helping you out. It's a family affair here. I get some help from the wife every once in a while on, you know, food choices to pair and that sort of thing. I mean, like, I'm nowhere in your, I tried to hang with you for a while. But I just gave up. I'm like, I'm never going to hang with this dude.
Well, you need.
And I don't think you were ever afraid at any point that I was going to, you know, take over as number one. But, you know.
Well, no matter which, good ones. No matter where on the metal stand you are, you're taller than I am. So
that's true. That is true.
I mean, and believe me, that's not lost on
the
me.
Bronze, right. The bronze winner taller than the gold winner here. What's happening?
I don't know right, if I even exactly. get bronze. How about that? Bob Heller's new to the group, and he's coming
is
at
really?
You.
Fuck Bob Heller.
Right out of the gate, he came at
I
you.
I don't know much
few.
About the Teak beer group anymore. I dabble. It's a love hate with Facebook, so I basically hate Facebook.
Oh,
passionately.
We'll just use it for that.
Yeah, he must. I think he must have like the Star Trek transporter, because the dude not only does he drink great beer, but he's at opposite ends of the globe in
yeah.
like travels 27 travels. Minutes.
He's at the Sixers yeah. game on TV. And then all of a sudden, he's like halfway across the country.
You gotta follow his yeah. what he's doing. Of course, he's been doing this long enough. He drops this stuff in months later. He's been doing this forever. No, for real. I've been five. Smart. I know Bob real well. Bob will go away because he travels for business all over the globe. I mean, he does international travel right. for the law firm he works for. At least last time I talked to him, when he met me in Miami a few years ago. Bottom line, he moves all over the place, and it looks like he was again. Here 5 minutes ago and there 5 minutes later, but he strategically drops. Like I said, he builds up a bank of these things and he drops them in. He becomes the international man of mystery. Mm-hmm. Just got to get his ass up here. He can travel. Get him up to PA.
Okay, let's do it. He was Absolutely. In Philadelphia. He was on the TV.
Was he on the Sixers game for real?
Yeah, it was on like live TV. That was him and his son. They
Why?
Were showing him
just because he was just happy to be there.
They were at the game. Son wore a Celtics jersey, and he wore a Sixers jersey.
How tall is his son now?
And they were pretty low courtside, weren't they?
They were close to
courtside. Yeah, that's another thing about his game. He got into this law firm deal, and they moved him into basically client, I won't say acquisition, but client, keep clients happy. International.
Oh, yeah, it's a dream.
Internationally,
job,
the last time I saw him was about 6 years ago in Miami. Doing, he moved out of the one. He just got the cherriest of all cherry jobs in there. And I mean, he basically keep our international clients, our big clients, very happy. It's one of the things he does.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
That used to be a good part of sales, yeah. but
well,
not anymore.
If you're looking at international finance or international law, and you're talking about sure. people coming into New York City and dropping $50 million on a penthouse. You know, when they're coming from other parts like right. China or Russia, I don't know, wherever the oligarch thing is for real. They come in there and they want to be very secretive about it and very clandestine about it. Sure. You need people to can work these deals for you. So a law firm like that probably does. What's that law firm? What's that thing? It was Tom Cruise. What was that called? It was a Dan Brown book, I think. Not Dan Brown book. What's the one where he's a lawyer?
No,
Pelican Brief.
The firm.
The Pelican Brief was another one, but the firm. There you go.
The firm
is probably what pops into international finance in the Cayman Islands. I'm kidding.
He works specifically with guys from the stands, Turkmenistan, Amanistan,
stands,
all the stands,
cover stand, all the stands.
Those people in the stands are scared right now. Their deal might be in trouble.
All right, we got the down low on Heller. What's up with Dan Angst?
I just saw him a year ago. I just saw him in Boulder.
No,
dude, he is everywhere.
He travels.
The world.
He's in a very, very. He got in on the ground floor of a programming, some kind of deal with this company. He got in the ground floor of a startup. Gandhi told me all about this when we met him in Boulder a year ago. I was visiting Gandhi. We met Dan Angst. And Dan got into a computer company program, whatever it is. He maybe got on the sales side of it, maybe some of the programming side. He got on the ground floor of a company that is blowing up. And this was years ago. This was like not an overnight success necessarily. But yeah, he's on a very big trajectory with this company. So that's not totally out of the norm. Maybe you can sit on the sidelines and watch.
Dan, how do you feel about the guys that post bourbon on our thing?
Luckily the lawyer in me, yes, I have an issue with that. I wouldn't file an injunction, but the alcoholic in me applauds these gentlemen really well.
Right.
Congratulations for enjoying what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And as I said, my wife is not a beer drinker.
I was going to say your wife doesn't drink beer.
She doesn't, but she's incredible in the way that So she walks into my beer place and she says to me, says to them, what do you guys have that's new? And the guy's like, well, we got this a couple of weeks ago and this a week ago. And she says, no, if it didn't just come off the truck, he has it. All right. So, but
that's a good woman.
Yeah.
But she's, have a sister,
but she's, she does, but she's married.
Not for long. So long.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, Bob and I mean, she may be entertaining options. I don't know. I don't
Chuck, I got news for you. You're married too.
So are you, Bob? We can always enjoy beer and people.
Yeah. Well, obviously this is for one of your thousands of fans, listeners. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. So what she does is she wanted to be a graphic artist years and years ago. And so she has that kind of mind. And this is how good she is. She knows the artwork of the cans. So she knows looking at a can. If she's seen it before.
Nice. That's impressive.
That's good. Amazing. That's amazing. A big problem of mine is when I go to like Wegmans and stuff and I'm like, have I tried this beer before? I am going to get crucified if I post the same beer twice.
Don't you have an app for that?
Isn't so like, I'm like
tapped or untapped. You know. Keep track of them, right? And photos.
I'm not getting a beer log. Cool Velvet or Smooth Velvet awards anymore. That's for sure.
Wait, so
you need Tall Bob.
Let's take a step back here, being a little bit out of the loop on the Teak Beer Group. So some guys in the Teak Beer, I can't do this right, Beer Group are posting photos that they're drinking bourbon. Fuck those guys. They're out of the fucking club immediately. Get a fucking bourbon club. Bottom line, there's a bourbon club and a beer club. I know they're similar. Get out.
At the end of the day, we're all fraternity brothers.
They should start their own Teak Bourbon Club. How about the Teak Weed Club? How about the Teak Smokers Club? I can teach you. You know, come on, we'll smoke ganja. But you can't. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying anybody in this thread.
Well,
it's legal.
I may have posted a couple of
those. I'd like to reserve a spot on that podcast, please.
It's legal in certain states, and I'm not asking anybody to, you know, talk about it.
There might have been a post or two if you check the film.
All right, I'll go back.
There's been a little side deal kind of thing.
Now I got to.
Although that's okay, but the feature of the bourbon, I like it's every once in a while I'm okay, but if it gets out of control, we're gonna have to throw.
What's the
red
official
flag.
Name of the group?
You're in it.
Pi Beta Teak Beer Club,
Beer Group,
Beer Group.
I know I'm in it.
Teak Pi Beta. Is it Pi Beta?
Okay, whatever. The word beer is in their title.
Yes.
Not bourbon.
Oh, yes.
Oh no, it's clear.
So you basically said, dude, take your. You can start your own cigar group. You can start your own bourbon group. You can start your own weed group, but this is a beer group. Every once in a while, if you want to sprinkle in a little this and that and the other thing, just a sprinkle. But if you make it about me telling, I'm going to tell you how much I enjoy this single barrel bourbon, you know, whatever. I'm going to be like, that's not cool. I'm sorry. Who's moderating this group?
We need to see some posts
I'll
from
post
you,
it,
Chuck.
I'll post in 5 minutes. Mother,
there you go.
Coming out. Hold on.
This ain't bourbon. This ain't bourbon. This is beer.
I'm gonna beer. Do it. I just gotta find the group I'm in. Groups. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Is this something about Bloomsburg Greeks? Bloomsburg. This. What's it called?
No.
Talk Kappa.
Beer. Pi Beta. Teak Pi Beta. Remember your fraternity.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them. It's chapter name. Is it? What's it?
Dan, did you know that Chuck was my little brother?
Tau Kappa Epsilon Pi Beta Beer Group. Got it. What's up, Bob?
Did you know Chuck was my little brother in the fraternity?
Got it.
Well, I'll tell you, you passed some greatness on to him for sure.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. So I'm going to post something, right? Boy, I'm feeling really stupid right now. I got to post. What are these weird photos? Hold on.
It requires taking a picture of your beer.
Calm the fuck down, dude.
Yeah, you got to balance.
You can't
a lot of
just
stuff.
Post something without it.
Not the
this
first time I've said
this. This is
a
new groundbreaking event. Posting on Facebook while podcasting.
Yep. Man, that's embracing technology.
Right. We're at the cusp of greatness here, this podcast. We've done some wild stuff. We actually did a podcast at a microbrew.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are the best.
And we got this guy who was the brewmaster to like sit with us and talk about it, and we actually couldn't get rid of him. He really wanted to talk.
Yeah, that sometimes that happens.
Yeah. So that was one. And then we actually did a podcast at the Teak Open one time. So we did kind of a live golf podcast, but it wasn't really live. Taped, live, whatever.
Doesn't matter. You guys are live anywhere you go.
I know. We're going to hit the big time soon, Dan.
Although, to be honest with you guys, as much as I do encourage anyone who wants to start a like a Pi Beta water bong page.
Hey, yeah, baby.
I'm at the age when I tell someone I rolled a joint, they know it has nothing to do with medicinal marijuana.
Right.
It's an angle.
Exactly.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they'd let me join.
I was trying to describe marijuana to my sons, like marijuana back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if you had a bag of marijuana in your room in a Ziploc bag, you couldn't smell it.
Right.
In fact, you had to open it and stick your nose in it to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a now that bag. Shit, you need to triple bag it.
I know, right?
I mean, I can smell when they got it on them from a week ago.
Wow.
It just stinks.
All right. So you guys, Chuck Watkins is with Dan Hebert and Bob McCullough while recording Not Your Average Amigos, and it's done, motherfuckers. Done! Done! It's in there, man!
Wow. If you wanted to actually get more listeners, you would have put a link in there to the podcast. God,
now I got
to
fucking update this thing?
Now you can edit it. Oh, you can edit.
I can. Oh, look, I can edit post. Thank you, Zuck. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. You made my life so much easier.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Z-Bag.
Yeah, hold on. Let me move this over here. Hold on a second.
I can tell you guys I'm having a great time. I'm into the second beer already. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's usually what happens.
And I do want to brag.
Oh, nice. Okay, look at you. So
the way this works is you sign up to, you go to like Visit Bucks County and get the app, and then they list a bunch of breweries. And if you go to one and you check in, that's one. If you get five in a year, that you get a t-shirt.
Oh, all right.
So I have 2 years now of this t-shirt. And my sister started going.
Right.
And then she posts too now. So
it's posted.
Look at that.
Nice. It's not due. Well, it's not
this
due.
Year. This year we need to pull off the pre-tournament beer tour. We talked about it last year, but it was just too.
I wasn't there.
Everything was going on.
I haven't been to open in three. The last how many times?
Would you go?
We missed all one year was canceled for sure during COVID. Then after that, we've had two or three after the lockdown one. We've had 2021, 2022.
I don't know if we ever canceled one.
It was canceled. The place said, the place said, no, fuck off. Don't come here. Yeah, they didn't want us. 2020. Maybe.
But what we were trying to do last year is have, you know, like a beer tour, like a little guy has a business and he drives you around to all these places and connect with him on the day before the tournament. So, like on a Thursday. You would do that.
Do what
you,
now? Go where? Go do a beer tour? Mm-hmm. I'm reading the post. We're going to do a beer tour the day before the tournament, correct? And we'll podcast.
Yeah, and we do a podcast.
Well, hold on. So, as always, as per podcast. Chucky, I always come prepared.
Whoa. Right, you have the mobile device.
I got mobile everything. I got so much gear. I hide it in bins and places my wife can't find them.
So that's a deal. We're doing that.
Okay, but here's the only other deal that goes along with it. Don't spill beer on the mics. Good?
Ooh.
Cool.
Okay.
And we just can't give the microphone to any jackass. I don't care who they are. Just make sure they have something positive and important.
Are you talking about our beloved fraternity brothers?
Is this anyone I know?
Some guys, here's the thing. Dan, here's the thing. I've talked about this. We started this and it stopped because of COVID mostly. It was a great deal. We had a great time at Naked Brewing up in Huntington Valley. They have another location near where my office is now in Bensalem. Yep. Point is, there's a million awesome breweries in our area, in the Delaware Valley, even maybe up and going Lehigh and everywhere. We could do a little more of this if you want to participate on that one offshoot where we, once a month, we're at a brewery.
Yeah, do a live broadcast for
and
the brewery.
People love this. I mean, I've been trying to do this with Tired Hands. It started, it stopped, it started, it stopped. They have their own little organic thing they do. You know what I mean? Like Gene, God bless this guy. He's an amazing, what he's done is amazing. A lot of these guys are, they're evil. They're not evil. They're genius level people, like, to get into this. So they have their own ideas, what they want to do. And you don't want to mess around with that. So out of respect. But I think maybe we could try to do something, you know, like that anywhere. In a lot of places.
It's free publicity for them.
There are other websites. There's other podcasts that do this. And out of full disclosure, there's a couple other ones out there. But if I think you do it in a way that really.
Yeah, they suck, though.
Are they?
They're horrible.
I hope so.
I don't know.
There's one or two out there.
They can't be as
good
as ours.
But I think it's more clinical sometimes of those guys. I think we're more jovial. I think there could be a crossing of. Hey man, here's we'll want to talk about the beer, but you want to bring in and talk to the people that make it happen. Thank you for being a listener of Not Your Average Amigos. We count on listeners like you to make small donations to help us bring you the programming that you enjoy. So, all we ask, when you have a moment, go to PayPal and make a donation to at Chuck Watkins. That's at Chuckwatkins. And this way we will have no ads and continue to bring you the programming you enjoy. Thank you for being a supporter of Not Your Average Amigos. And do it live.
No one would ever describe this podcast as clinical.
No.
That's for sure.
No, there's no forensics here. No. This is
there's no preparation. There's nothing really.
There's 3% preparation, 90% perspiration. We're shit our pants.
My initials ain't CSI, I can tell you.
Yeah. We're sweating. Preparation H. We're sweating bullets up to 3 minutes before we get on every time.
What's our subject matter? Text me. I don't know. We got beer. It.
Okay, we can do that.
We can roll.
Well, actually, no. Chuck, I do want to say the one brewery run I have yet to do that has been semi-planned.
Okay.
Was a couple in Westchester, Locust Lane.
Name them.
La Cabra.
La Cabra.
Wrong Crowd and Artillery, I think, are back to back.
Really? I know them. I don't know their beer though.
Well, there's a beer barn right near there. It's Hanham Avenue. I think it turns into 322.
Okay.
And right across the street, and they have their stuff, but I've only just started seeing Wrong Crowd up near me.
I've heard of Wrong Crowd.
I've been to La Cabra a few times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went out there. You and I went there once, Bob.
Yeah, and my mom and I go there. She lives in Paoli.
If we're actually gonna do this, if it's before the Teak open or some other time in the future, I mean jitney, you know, like an actual bus, a drunk bus, is probably the best way to go. And everybody,
but we could do the three of us at a brewery once a month.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting at. This is kind of the, you know, part of the thing we started a while back that just never took off, which was great. Then we stopped. And it's like everything you do really well. You're like, why do you do that so well?
Pandemic.
That's true. But we haven't been back.
No.
And this is okay. We're all in different locations, hard to get together. But the point is that, you know, God bless you, Riverside. Shout out to our partner, Riverside FM. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But we'd like to do a little more on site. So, yeah, Dan, if you're interested in taking the ball on this and running.
Site location. I like that. It would just be one. We couldn't handle like three.
It would be one per recording, meaning there would be a full blown episode, start to finish, generally before it got too busy and loud. So say they open at 1 o'clock on a Friday, hypothetically, it would be 1 o'clock on a Friday.
Okay. So let me, or I know you're
Saturday.
What, Havertown, Chuck?
I'm in Havertown, but I'm obviously I have a car. I'm mobile. I can drive anywhere.
I also have a car.
Bob has a car, too.
I'm in Jersey. Excellent.
Just don't make sure his kids don't drive
nothing
his
personal.
Cars.
Yeah. You know, right down the street from me, and actually my neighbors are owners of Spellbound. You ever had a Spellbound?
Trying to remember. My cousin hooks me up. I don't think so. He hooked me up with Atco Brewing closed, and he got there right before they closed. I guess the pandemic
right,
beat them up too much, and they closed. And he got me a crowler from there, which I thought was awesome because I never would have tasted it. So it was really cool.
They have some good beer at Spellbound, and they're really about like kind of local publicity. They have bands and stuff, but they also do trivia. They have a guy coming into trivia and stuff. I bet I could talk to them and they'd set us up. If you guys can actually, you know, a lot of people have a fear of going over the bridge to that other state, you know.
New Jersey?
Exactly. Unless they're going to the shore.
I love New Jersey. Now, listen, we go to Jersey all the time, believe it or not. There's a place right across over the Commodore Barry where they have these festivals where you can pick tulips, then you can pick... It's crazy. Yeah, we had a great time. Sunflowers. They do one thing. Hey, look, when you're trying to find new things to do with your wife, you go to tulip festivals.
You guys could come over. Sure. We could do Spellbound.
Okay. We're there.
Cook totally. Some meat in the backyard for Dan.
Absolutely. Give me fire and some raw meat.
Some fire. I got a fire pit.
I got a bandolero of spice bottles. I can wear
Yeah,
I don't need no stinking badges.
Do you like just pull the bottles?
Carries his own meat spices.
You like pull the bottles off the bandolero and
I've slit it back in. I've slit my skin subcutaneously and I pull packets out and just season stuff.
I am always prepared to eat season and eat meat.
Always. Hey, you never know. It might come raw and you have to do something about it. If you hit a deer, you got to know what you're doing.
I got to send you this. There's a guy on Instagram. He's amazing. It's called Bourbon Barbells and Barbecue. And the guy looks he came right out of Pennsylvania. I mean, he looks like freaking, you know, mountain man. Right. Mountain man came out. But he's very eloquent. He's very, very, very direct in what is appropriate for a man. And a man should be drinking whiskey. Man should be smoking a cigar and enjoying meat. But the way he works it in, it's pretty damn funny.
So, how does he feel about the pina colada?
Yeah, that would be a no. That'd be a non-starter.
I love the pina colada.
That's good. You can do that, but just don't tell him that.
I'm afraid to order it sometimes because people laugh at me.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with an island cocktail from time to time. Right. It's a cocktail.
Bob, I totally back you on being able to choose what you drink. Right. But coconut is my food kryptonite. And I can't.
Oh, is it? Yeah, a lot of people have a problem
with coconut. It's the only thing I would eat. Yeah. You could pull something out of the gutter, heat it up and put a cream sauce on it, and I'd eat it. But not
coconut. We also did a show about people's condiment phobias.
Really?
And so there's this big group of guys that have affliction to pickles.
Pickles?
Really?
Yeah.
Are these also the guys who are scared of clowns?
They could be.
I mean, that's legitimate. Some of these guys, terrified.
I mean, but sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm like, what is the issue with the pickle? Like, they'll get a Chick-fil-A sandwich without the pickle? That's not a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I almost spilled beer myself.
No, that is.
I got to wipe off my screen now. Somebody doesn't
Then you run into guys that don't like pickles, but they like olives. Makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense at all. We keep pickle juice for Bloody Marys. We just made Bloody Marys today. I keep a whole jar of the old Reserve pickle juice just for that reason.
You know what's good? You ever had a dirty martini?
Oh, God. Good God.
Do it with pickle juice.
Of course.
It's better.
But of course.
Wow. Yeah.
Pickle juice. And it's an electrolyte.
Anyway, back to coconut. There's a lot of people that have a problem with coconut. Is it the texture?
Coconut?
With the coconut?
For me, it's texture and taste. And there's a story. Like, I've never liked it. Right. But when I was three, we were still living in Philly. They took me to a bowling alley. They took the family to a bowling alley. I was too small to bowl. So this is back when you could leave your kid anywhere. It was like a beat up car. You could leave it anywhere. No one's taking it.
Put him in the game room at the bowling alley. See you later, dude.
So they put me at the soda fountain at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And the bartender he must have liked me. He kept giving me grape soda until I puked it up all over the bar.
Right.
Now, to this day, I don't drink a lot of soda, but I can drink a grape soda, no problem. Coconut? Right. No idea.
No idea why.
That I don't like it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
It's okay.
I just can't. Nothing makes me throw up the way I drink.
Right.
But coconut.
What if there was a loud. What was there? Is there a very famous coconut flavored double hopped IPA?
Oh, burnt something? Burnt toast?
Not even
burnt marshmallow?
Not a little.
You know it, bud?
Sorry,
brother.
No, they are. There's a ton of them. Toasted there's stouts. There's a ton. There's
yeah, toasted stout. Yeah, toasted marshmallow stouts.
Yeah, and coconut toasted coconut stouts. I mean, there's a million of them. Nope,
can't do it.
Wow. Can't I can't.
So that's not texture. Trigger. That's the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? I will never be able to drink without gagging and almost retching on Southern Comfort straight up. Ugh. Okay. Whoa. That's, you know, it's a kid drink. You know, when you're 12, 13, you think Southern Comfort's cool. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
You right. get sick. You never drink it again. Blah, blah, blah. But what I can do is I can put a healthy dose of Southern Comfort 100 proof into eggnog at the holidays, stir it up and drink it and not even think twice. So there you go. There's a way to, you know, is there a way, can you, so pina colada is too much coconut for you, Dan.
Yeah. Any tasteable coconut. Yeah, and coconut. Again, so we cook with coconut oil and it's fine.
Oh, that's okay. Right. Yeah. That's
I've never had coconut mild. Milk or coconut water or anything like
back,
that. I've
it's
never
good for bothered. A back rub too.
Hey, it, just, unless, and,
unless it just you, irks me that I can't say I can eat everything.
It's okay, right. dude. There's always one thing.
Maybe we'll work on that with you in our tour, Bob, our magic tour.
What is your one thing, man, Bob?
My one thing. I was
one thing you look at
you
and go, I'll
that.
Eat it, but I don't like it. There you go. That's been a whole episode. That's a whole episode. I'll eat it, I know, but right? I won't like it.
It might be cottage cheese.
Not man. With that apple butter on it, like it bloom.
Oh, I could eat it with a whole slew of shit on it, but by itself I yeah. probably gag.
Yeah, it's sort of weird, right? That's got a chunk to it and a twang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else besides comfort.
And I'm pretty safe they're not making the cottage cheese IPA.
That's not happening anytime soon.
Not on purpose, at least.
That's not the lactose we're talking about.
Yeah. Right. The spoiled milk IPA.
Yeah.
It's chunky. Or the tartar sauce IPA goes great with shrimp.
Yeah,
tell McCarty he lives at a what doesn't he live but he lives in the ocean, I think, doesn't he? Like swims around like a dolphin.
He's from the ocean.
Yeah,
I think he's he's one Squidward? Of those guys.
Yeah
maybe totally. Squidward. Yeah,
Squidward. He always posts of these places. I go, does he live there or is he just thinking of being there?
No, which I think he's there.
A tropical island?
Yeah, I checked his. He was at the Christmas party at Anthony's. I checked his feet, and they're webbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, his webbed toes.
100%.
Yeah.
And he does smell like the belly of a fish. He does.
He does. He's very, the ocean.
Mm. Just like wipe our finger on him and go, salty.
Well, I love this podcast. We've trashed everybody. Let's keep this up.
All right, let's keep going. Who else is left? No, the beer thing, getting back, I mean, I think it's a brilliant idea, and I know we're not the only ones, but I think we do it better because there's a trifecta. So we have to get this on the calendar, and this is my bane, Bob's bane, and you're probably too, Dan. We just have to put something on the calendar and say, so we're going to meet here. We're going to walk in, but you have to do a little recon, of course, beforehand and get the
talk
approval.
To them before that. You're
I can do tired hands. I think I can work that. I think I can. Might not. They're a little particular.
I know I can do Spellbound.
There you
and
go.
It's not far over the bridge.
That's two. Dan, really what's your go-to if you had to say I could get someone over at this brewery to allow us in for an hour just to record and have some fun?
Well, I think I have a number of choices.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have to limit it because there's, you know, Sly Fox up here is a known name. They have incredible.
Yeah.
They have a brick oven pizzeria inside and the food's really good. They have a kielbasa pizza. They have a cheeseburger pizza. Oh but you got to bring your taste buds then because you got to prepare your palate. You got to emotionally sit down and it's like that halftime talk.
I might need to get a hotel room.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we can put up sleeping bags in my living room. It's 14 by 24. I got room for like eight of us. Come on.
Chuck likes a sleeping bag.
I love sleeping bags. I've got a few. I mean, I can bring some.
Yeah, that'd be Look, I got a 100-year-old house, man. It's solid. We'll just bang some bolts into the walls and we'll string up. Okay. It'll be just like Gilligan's Island, cool. Man. Everybody Deal. Will be.
A little hammock for me.
Oh, totally.
Chuck can sleep on the floor. That's good for Chuck.
Gets their pick, I've got air mattress. What's
oh,
called?
Yeah, like the air mattress.
Yeah. Well, no. For camping, I've got those air rails and all that shit.
Okay. Done. Oh, good. All right. Pick there the best go. One. Maybe it's the place that needs a little publicity.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know.
Well, that's what
Who
I was
needs
thinking.
Some love?
I was thinking these bigger ones and established ones are, you know.
That'd
who,
be tougher,
who, exactly,
probably.
Chuck. Who needs love?
Yeah.
So I would think, let me think on that and let me see.
Okay.
But they'd have to have good beer, too. They can't be so young.
Right.
They don't have it. Like, I don't know. Some people said one of the places we went was Punch Buggy. And the people were super nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we had... Between the three of us, we each had a different style beer, and no one was like super knocked out.
Right.
Okay. Now, we came from Human Robot, and then we went to Urban Village, and then we went to Other Half, and then we went to Triple Bottom. So they were in a continuum of like just some really good breweries. So perhaps
I've been like hitting some places on the road, which I've kind of fallen off posting while I was doing that, but I'm usually with someone, you know, working with them. And it's kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not impressed with like in the Florida area.
Oh no,
a few. Like we went to one the other day, and like no. I got a flight, and I didn't like one of them.
No, nope. Yeah. You're not going to get it. This is East Coast, West Coast, some places in between. But this yeah. is, you look at, I did it. There was a thing that came out. I forget where it was. It was about the top beer gardens in the United States. And most of all of them are concentrated in the Northeast. Some of the West Coast. And granted, it's a different concept, having a beer garden, air quote, what that means, I don't know per se. But ultimately, the beer, the breweries involved with these beer gardens, particularly, I'm not talking about a beer garden that's offered 500 different beers. It's like most of the beer gardens that were, organic and or homogenous to that beer garden. So that's a thing. We rule.
Right.
The East Coast and the Northeast in particular, corridor, the Mid-Atlantic, and then parts of the West Coast, I think really have a huge market. So I think South, there's some out there, but not many. Dan, your opinion?
I can give you a couple. Absolutely no fooling. You can count on these breweries mm-hmm. in the Midwest.
Okay.
But outside of that.
Right.
I mean, it's slim pickings. And I think we forget sometimes how immense the center, that center third of the U.S. is.
Right.
And I think we also forget how spoiled we are here.
Yes.
Because sure. we have all this things like single cut from New York. And we have, you know, New Hampshire, and we have Massachusetts and Vermont, and all these great right. beers.
Hell.
I think we forget that they are, there's a paucity out there. Now, that being said, I think 8 of the 9 states I still haven't had a beer from yet are all in that Midwest
yeah.
sector.
Okay. Budweiser country.
Yeah, precisely. Yep.
There's always a story about the reasons to drink beer that's mass produced that's actually just the same, because it's you know, comfort to know that you get the same product every single solitary time, and if you're willing to take the risk and have something that might change a little bit in palate, then you're doing what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're not mm-hmm. interested in that, or and again, also it's economics. There's a little bit there too as well. Oh, yeah. So.
But it's I've done some scientific studies about drinking beer on golf courses.
Okay,
if you
let's hear
like
it.
Here. So
please.
You're better off going with a light beer. I can tell you
well,
that.
No well, that's way. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you're drinking mass quantities.
Yeah.
If your game is poor, you know, that day, you might think of going to like a mind haze.
Why?
Your
really?
Game's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Doesn't help.
Smoke some weed instead.
So I would say on the golf course is not the time to be trying the high octane craft brews. That's just my opinion.
Agreed.
Oh, and the other scientific study is called Joe Sunheim. That's all I need to say.
Does that not get into bourbon too, I think, at some point?
No, it was just beer. Just beer.
Wow. Does here's a question. Does that gentleman, I bumped into him 2 years ago at homecoming. He was there with his wife. Mm-hmm. Who Colleen, you know, looking like
wonderful
wow.
woman.
Yes, wonderful yeah. woman. And very he has attractive. One his youngest son was there because they're checking out going to school yeah. there. And he was with his family, he's behaving himself. So does Joe Sondheim reserve that weekend every year just to go off the chain, or is that a normal occurrence?
The Teak Open?
Yeah.
Well, based on experience, yes, I would say.
That weekend is like reserved. I'm going to go off the chain.
Yeah, he was off the chain on the first hole. He was in my group.
Wow. That's commitment.
Yeah, it is.
But that's wow. a thing. Really that's a saying, I'm going to go crazy this weekend, and these other 51 weekends a year, screw it. I'm going to be
yeah. normal. Well, he puts a lot of work into it, so I think while it's, you know, when it's finally happening, he's like a relief. I'm just going to party.
Letting it go.
Yeah.
Who runs this thing?
I don't judge him, but I'm telling you, if you want an example of not drinking craft beer on a golf course.
Yeah.
It's Joe at 18 holes last Teak Open.
30.
We had to like point him in the right direction 30, where to hit the ball.
32 Miller Lights later.
No, he was drinking hard stuff.
Oh, he was drinking the craft beer.
Yeah, he had all kinds yeah. of craft beer.
Why?
It was
why? I'm you like, don't what? No, you don't never drink that
in the heat.
No, it's terrible. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's really accelerating.
Dan probably
thing.
Had a few.
It's
Dan
like
probably
adding
had some good beer out there, right? Did you have some good beer?
I did. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, whoopsie. But don't do this, kids. Kids.
Right.
Do as
your
I say, not
experience.
As I do.
Joe is not, you know, he's a bourbon guy.
Question is, who runs that thing anymore for real? The Open.
Sondheim.
Yeah,
just him.
I guess
yeah, pretty
Joe
much.
Does now.
Yeah.
Just
when
Joe.
He's not,
but the young guys you know. Are supposed to take over this year. We'll see.
They should.
They're yeah. going to put that on some kind of serious website and bots, and they'll just
so
sign,
what?
Just sign
Let
you
them do
up.
What they want to do.
God, yes. But so that's it. You're out, Bob. You're just like there as a advisor.
I have not been part of organizing the Teak Open for probably close to 20 years, 15 to 20 years.
Okay. And then our other buddy,
Mike took it over, did a great job, and then kind of, you know, passed Joe's. We got it like so it's automatic nowadays. You just sign up and. But he's doing all the like the finances and get, you know, menu selection, stuff like that. So he's done most of the work.
Well, so when we go there this year, will there be any flags there? When I go to
of the Fallen?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Just asking.
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to create a brand new adjunct to this never-ending adjuncts of a...
We have so many adjuncts. Why don't we just make it the whole, you know, what it is?
What?
Why don't you call it the adjunct
drink,
podcast?
Drink, no, I'm talking about drinking. Ooh, well, no, we should have a beer. This requires being on site.
It's a spinoff to an adjunct.
Bob, you are the one, I will say, I would assume, has a lot more in your schedule. We'll talk about this off mic. You travel.
So well, I am traveling, but I'm hoping it's going to die down.
Okay. Dan, you're mostly local.
I am, yeah. And I can be, I mean, I take 3 weeks off at one shot in the fall. So,
nice.
I mean, I got time.
Well, what do you do?
The problem is.
What do you do in those 3 weeks?
Basically, that's the only planning in my life I can do.
Drink beer.
Because, well, maybe I tumble
what
into
you,
one
but
or
three weeks,
I trip over one or two craft beers here and there. Okay, now that you said it.
Do you do
no,
three
just,
weeks straight of just like doing whatever you do for those 3 weeks? Like that's your time
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff around the house. And yep. then there's, you know, we do travel down. My dad's birthday is encompassed in that. So we drive down to Delaware, maybe hang out in Rehoboth.
Nice.
But for me, when I'm off, they can't call me in.
Yeah.
So basically they can call me any time of any night or any day.
Cool.
Into work. And so
not cool.
3 weeks at a time where I can actually plan whatever I want and do whatever I want. The wife loves it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So yeah. Awesome. So I mean I have time. I can take whenever, you know, if it works out that it's a Friday or something, I can always make it happen.
All right. Good. Fridays right. are good.
So there's excellent. One. Bob, you got to check your travel schedule.
Well, have you put your open dates all the way through March?
Yes, and April? I have.
Okay.
I'll put a month out there. So
yeah.
including, I'll always say this, and this is so easy. A Saturday will work. Sometimes Sundays are probably like this, doing this right now. Sundays are great, but Saturdays are better. We're going to go out and visit a place. A Friday is probably yeah. always ideal. If we have to do it, just figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Well, I do know that some of the smaller places don't open till 3-4 right. on a Friday. Yes,
exactly.
But there are some of the bigger places have better hours, so Saturday might wind up being better for certain places. But yeah, I'm good. I drink beer anytime.
Yep, me too.
With you two.
I mean, so you yeah. be, but if either one of you Pantsless. Would be willing to find time in your schedule, which means work wise, if work allows you to get off and take off and
look yeah. if it means drinking time, beer with the two lot, of you pantsless, then I'm in 100%.
Just a little time, not like 3 weeks. I'm just talking like a few hours.
Yeah.
God, yeah. Are you kidding? Give me a cool. reason. Oh, you know, I mean, I'm going to be retiring in 6 or 7 years. So give me a reason right. not to show up. I'm there.
All right. Well, you might, if you can shorten that time frame down to 2 or 3 years, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That we can imagine that if we could do this as like get a sponsor and do this as a living.
Yeah.
Well, it's, all things are possible.
Yeah, all use things. The word hero.
I need side hustles so I can quit working.
I'm going to send Bob some links. He's going to send me some links on some side hustles. Mm-hmm. There's a million nice. One out there. You just have to latch on a few or just, one and make it your right. passion.
Just promise me you're not going to go back to dancing, Chuck. Because, I mean, that's no way for a man to live, right?
I Come did on. For a while. I can't do it anymore. I mean, God.
I know the lore of it, but no.
Do you mean dancing?
No, you mean stripping. Oh, you know, okay. I was a male, you know.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't point. Your choice.
Watkins is old English for exotic. You know, that's the kind of dancer he does. Interpretive you know, dance. Mm-hmm.
There comes a time when the hairs go gray, the girls want to stay.
What?
You know.
I was there when you were stripped once. But was that like
Who, me?
Yeah, like an occurrence.
Was I stripped? Yeah. Well, how was I stripped?
It was like at a outdoor thing. There were girls there, and probably you were naked.
Well, there probably was girls, but there were, I forget, probably stripped once. Everybody stripped once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around naked.
Yeah, that internship at Breakaway Clothing. Well, in case it catches fire, you want to be able right. to take it off fast. Right. You know what yeah, I mean?
Exactly.
Just never found its moment. Mm-mm.
All right, so we got a plan. The plan is meet up at a beer, at a brewery.
Yeah, we got a plan.
Drink beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Talk about
so drinking beer. You like to repeat the plan a lot.
I do. It's very important. So it's kind you of cement thing. It.
Right.
It's not, especially for those with ADD, D, 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 D.
Like yourself? Or
No, I don't have
You're doing ADD. This for your own?
I don't have ADD.
I have ADHD. To remind myself over and over again, so I say the same thing over and over.
He is talking to an older audience, Bob. So, yeah. Oh, that's you know what I mean? Between you and me, he really is. So
you had us at hello. We're going to do it.
Slow down and speak up to the old people. That's Chuck's motive.
We'll revisit here in a bit when I'm looking at my notes and saying we're going to go out and do this. So,
okay,
all right. Outstanding. So, hey, listen, here we go,
this
guys.
Awesome. This could be the best one ever. Best podcast ever.
Well, it's a live event on Facebook right now.
This one is going to put us on the map.
Dan responded to my post on the Facebook group our podcast.
People are now like looking for this.
Officially, it says these guys are a bunch of fucking assholes. No, it says these guys rock.
Yep. Well, this is great. You do.
This is great. So hopefully,
can you put out a notation previous podcasts where I embarrass myself and not to listen to those?
There's someone else.
Those podcasts are dead to me.
Yeah, there's always a lead up that you want to delete everything before this day.
Right.
So
let's just start here.
Start here.
That's what that's our slogan. Just start here.
All right. Day one.
Day one. All right, fellas, listen, thank you for everything. Bob has to catch a plane. Dan has to go drink beer. I have to go, I don't know, somewhere. I have to go produce the rest of this podcast. So listen, thank you. We will chat offline and figure out next steps. Be prepared. It's coming.
All right.
All right, fellas.
Honor and pleasure.
Love it. See you guys. Peace out. Bye-bye.